Blog Talk Radio. So you can buy it. It's only like a few dollars, you know. So it's a dark cover. You know, it's on this, you know, Twitter. You know, you can see it. You know, lulu.com shop, Dove Knight, the Slow Evolution of Dove Knight. That's what it is, you know. You know, it describes me as a BMI songwriter, ASCAP member, and, you know, I've written the songs with David Winterberry and describes the songs that are on the EP. And as I mentioned before, my songs are about love, you know, tug of war between love and adversity, little pop, rock and roll, etc. So you know the whole story because you heard it so many times. It was great to do the book because it was a more illustration about the EP. So I hope you can consider out there, Twitter, and everywhere around the world, whoever's listening, to buy that book. It's available everywhere. You can get it on, you can go to Google, you know, Google, Google, and look it up, or you can go to Lulu. It's available everywhere. You can buy it at Amazon, perhaps. I did write other books regarding my music, like Dove Knight Songs. You can get that, too. So it was just kind of like telling about the songwriting process, which is so, you know, such a release for me because I have a lot of things to say. My songwriting is, I write a lot of songs based on my life. So if you look at the Slow Evolution of Night, half the songs are about my life, you know, like unique, the struggles, the continued struggles of trying to make it as an artist in Hollywood and the rejections and the will not to give up. Whereas Outkast was kind of melancholy, but wasn't intended to. Sounded great on that song vocally, but I apologize if anybody felt melancholy. It sounded sadness. It was when I was living on the streets and I got robbed. I mean, and I was in a coffee shop with my suitcase drinking coffee for several hours, and it was in a rainstorm out here in LA. I was homeless, so it was very traumatic. So I written it from the heart. And tragedy is not what I am, which is very positive. I know it has a melancholy theme. It's not intended to. I had so many struggles. You got to realize that my life has been so much turmoil since I was born. And, so, you know, living on the streets is one of them. And struggles of being an artist and struggles of being me and being targeted by crazy people and et cetera, et cetera. You know, I had so many struggles, but nevertheless, I kept, you know, the will to go, and the process of that was to create the songwriting process. The other side of the EP, as I mentioned before, is, you know, rock and pop, you know. That is why I fell in love with you, which you just heard, which was great to co-write that song. I really want to be with you, and forever through time. It's like a positive of expression of my soul. To, you know, it's about, you know, it could be like a fantasy or it could be a reality. Those songs were based on experiences I had, but also I was writing also from the spirit, the human spirit, about falling in love with someone. So it had a fantasy quality to it, but it's also really, really true. So, I love to write about love. Love songs are such a release because it's so positive. And that's who I really am. But the reality is that there's a whole world filled with imperfections, and I write about that too. So, look at the EP as a tug of war between love and overcoming adversity. Or dealing with adversity, and that's what the Slow Evolution of Dove Knight. If anybody likes grunge rock or meaningful music or serious issues, if anyone likes Nirvana or Pearl Jam or Smashing Pumpkins, or any, you know, you probably like my songs. Or if you like pop music like Rihanna or Taylor Swift. So it's like, it's kind of like Justin Timberlake meets Kurt Cobain. That's what it's kind of like. Or Eddie Vedder meets, you know, Justin Bieber in terms of music. It shows my diversity. But the book is about writing about it and experiences that I had in relation to each song. And as singles are releasing each song. I want to say that I was on, you know, Twitter and I saw that lyrics that mean so much to me. I think it was regarding a lot of people were writing in relation to what lyrics, these lyrics changed my life. And I've written, I had a hard life, but I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. And those lyrics are so important to me because that's why my, you know, I went through so many struggles. But the preference of lyrics, I would say, is, you know, the love, singing about love, self-love. Like, I've written a song called Someone of Love, which I didn't release. But it was about finding love inside thyself. And songs like I Really Want to Be With You, or an unreleased song called I Want You. It's a dreamy fantasy about meeting the right person. So, you know, but the lyrics that really changed my life, I was like, you know, even though I had a hard life, I will overcome it. I'm not destined to have my heart broken. And always believe in something positive and everything, and overcome all the negative. So if you're interested in about reading about the EP, The Slow Evolution of Night, you know, consider buying the book, The Slow Evolution of Night. I hope you like it. Look, I'm a variety guy, and that includes the music. I like pop rock, rhythm and blues, country a lot. I also trying to diversify my life outside of music, but music is so important to me. It's number one. So I hope you consider it. And the last thing I want to say is, may all your dreams come true. Like, I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy on this planet. Because everyone, or every human being, is equal. I truly believe that. It's deep within. It's shown scientifically that we're equal. And may God bless you all. Really. Good night.